This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. An unprecedented weather event today. Two hurricanes made landfall on the same day. Henriette, coming from the Pacific, hit the tip of Baja California. And from the Atlantic, the far stronger Hurricane Felix. It was a Category 5 storm when it hit Central America this morning. It's now weakened and is spreading rain across Nicaragua and Honduras and beyond. Felix made landfall in the northeastern tip of Nicaragua, close by the Honduran border. The remote area is known as the Mosquito Coast. It's home to thousands of indigenous people. Felix is now headed toward the Honduran capital, Tegucigalpa. That's where we reached reporter Tony Brand. He's covering the story for the Miami Herald.
The last major town in Nicaragua is Puerto Cabezas, and the eye of the hurricane hit just like maybe 10 or 15 miles south of that town. So 34,000 people took the full force of the hurricane. Initial reports are coming in, and one man says that the town looks, to his words, the city is trashed. It's a scene of absolute devastation. The roofs are off most of the buildings in town, certainly all the homes, the churches, the hospital has lost its roof, schools. There's no electricity, there's no water, and any injuries or people that have needed instant medical attention are just not being reached yet because there's still no way to get aircraft into that town.
Now, weren't a number of people evacuated from these coastal areas?
Right. A lot of people, unfortunately, just didn't believe the warnings. People waited until the last minute, about 2 in the morning, saw that the clouds looked really bad, so they got into 8 or 9 longboats, shallow draft, basically they're just overblown canoes. And the rest of the people saw 2 of those pangas, they're called, turn over and dump 20 to 30, maybe 40 people in the water. In total, there's reports of about 200 people between Nicaragua and Honduras that are missing from boats.
Tony Brand, you've spent time along this part of the coast in Nicaragua and Honduras. Tell us about the communities there and the people who live there.
Well, it's the Honduran and Nicaragua Mosquito Coast share 2 basic ethnic groups, the Mosquito Indians and the Garifunas, who are Afro-Caribbean in origin. Their homes and most of the buildings in their small villages are basically just sticks, wattle, mud. Most of them have just palm fronds for roofs. We've heard of one town called Aguas Digni inside the Nicaraguan Mosquito area where all 300 families are homeless now. But what's going to happen next is that all of this heavy rain is going to flood these rivers going to the Atlantic, and people who might have made it through this chapter in Felix's story are going to find that their homes built right along the rivers or along the seashore are going to be flooded again, not by storm surge this time, but by the rivers bringing the runoff from the mountains.
People in these countries would well remember the lessons of Hurricane Mitch in 1998, where more than 10,000 people were killed. Are you hearing talk that this could be another Hurricane Mitch as the rains go inland and as there could be flooding, landslides, mudslides?
Well, right. Along the coast, these people are used to hurricanes and have been dealing with them for years, but the scale of this hurricane and Mitch and some of the others that have come through recently have just been so devastating that we're expecting the worst when we go into some of these outlying villages. Now the problem on the interior is going to be population density. So we're expecting, for example, in the next day or two in the towns like Tegucigalpa, the capital city of Honduras, they're preparing for the worst. The mayor has called a red alert in Tegucigalpa. He's closed the market, the popular market, and most of the businesses, banks, and everything are closing this afternoon. And people are going to go home and wait and see what happens when the rain starts hitting tomorrow. It started to drizzle slightly this afternoon, and of course that's got people nervous.
Tony Brand, who is covering Hurricane Felix for the Miami Herald, he spoke with us from the Honduran capital, Tegucigalpa. Tony Brand, thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.